As we rang in a new year, many of us took time to pray for an even more blessed life this year.
Unfortunately, 2019 is set to see even more persecution towards Christians. Christian persecution charity Release International is warning Nigeria, China and India may face even more violence against Christians this year. Well, joining us on the line now is Andrew Boyd from the charity. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon to you and all.
Thanks for joining us. What is it about these three countries that makes life as a Christian so difficult?
Oh, do you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if one year we could actually report that persecution was set to fall in the coming year? But not this year, I'm afraid. The messages that Release International is getting from its partners on the ground, now these are first-hand accounts with those who are working closely with the persecuted church. If we look at Nigeria, there's been a trend over the last few years, a very worrying trend of division within the north of the country, particularly Fulani militants. Fulani is a tribe. They are Muslim by faith, are being heavily armed, and they are attacking predominantly Christian villages within the north. That's been increasing and it's set to increase. Very difficult to come by reliable figures, but in Nigeria, our partners say that in the first 6 months of 2018, 6,000 people were killed and 50,000 were driven from their homes. And Release partners are dealing with the displaced. There are IDP camps for displaced people, lots of orphans, lots of people traumatized by the violence. So that's Nigeria. In China, we're seeing a growing number of moves by the authorities, police and security against unregistered house churches. And it's the bigger, higher profile churches that are now being closed down and the pastors arrested. And one of the reasons our partners give is that there are very few protests from anybody anywhere in the West towards this. So China is becoming more emboldened. And in India, completely different again, these are militant Hindus who have been launching attacks against Christians in a number of different states. So many attacks going on, it's really hard to keep track of them.
Even with things like the upcoming elections that we're going to see next month in Nigeria, for instance, is it hopeless to believe that a change in perhaps political power could make any kind of difference?
No, it's never hopeless. And I mean, if we're looking for hope, there's a great sign of hope here in that over the Christmas period, the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has ordered a review into what the government estimates 215 million Christians around the world who face violence and discrimination, 250 killed each month. That's really important and significant, because if you get the UK government along with other governments saying these are countries of particular concern, then the message to those who are running those countries is, we are watching you. We want to help you deal with the problems of your militants. We expect you to deal with it, and we're watching to make sure you do. That's a really encouraging sign from the UK.
And for your partners on ground, what's the mood like in terms of how likely is it, do you think, that the governments in those countries are also on board, like the UK, wanting to make a difference, to see a decrease in the amount of persecuted Christians?
You've got three extremely different countries here. In Nigeria, it's not a government policy to attack the Christians. Clearly, these are militants. In China, it is the government's policy to persecute unregistered Christians. That's what they do, and they've tightened up the laws in 2018 from February, and we've seen far more moves against the church there. That government policy needs to be reversed. And in India, we're seeing more states passing anti-conversion legislation, and that also needs to be reversed. So there is a role for governments and the UK government here to say to those nations, in Nigeria, we can help you with your extremists, but you have to do something to protect the Christians of the north. In China, you must stop persecuting unregistered Christians and allow the freedom guaranteed by your constitution. And in India, we expect you to stop the attacks by militants.
And finally, Andrew, you know, it's a new year. Many of us would have been praying for ourselves and our families. How important is it that we remember our brothers and sisters in Christ that are facing persecution just because of the simple fact that they believe in Jesus Christ?
Well, Jesus said it himself. He said, when they persecute you, they're persecuting me. So if we in our comfortable country here with our wonderful, delightful freedom of worship, which is to really be celebrated and protected, if we don't care, then we're not being the body of Christ. We need to stand alongside and we need to care. And one thing I've learned from the persecuted church is that when you show them you care, they are so appreciative and so encouraged that people take the trouble to write letters, send cards, and go out and visit. It makes a huge difference to them. So let's put our faith into action and our love into action and actually bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ, just as he said.
Thank you very much. Andrew Boyd from Release International speaking to us about the charity's expectation that Christian persecution will rise in 2019.